Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I am. And Bob Chapman is too. Bob Chapman, who edits the internationalforecaster.com. Bob, how can people avail themselves of your editions, both the hard copy and the twice-weekly emails that you give?
Well, I think for those of you who have not heard me on the program before, the forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world, and we do publish by email on the internet on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It runs about 25 or 30 pages each time, and we do have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. And if you'd like to visit our site on the internet, you can do that by going to the internationalforecaster.com. The International Forecaster, Forecaster. .com. And you also can get a free copy by requesting it at the site. Or if you want to call toll-free, we have a number for that, which is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And you can go there to get a free copy as well.
Very good. Okay, let's take Mike in New York. Hello, Mike. You're
Hi,
on the
Rick.
Program.
Hi, Rick.
Hello there.
Evening, Bob. Regarding the markets, it's kind of hard to know where to start. There's a global bloodbath out there with various hedge funds, banks blowing up by the day, not to mention the nervous breakdowns we have in world stock markets, the mortgage market, and the corporate bond market. The rats are jumping ship, and I'm not talking about Carl Porky Rove. That would be a case of the big fat piggies jumping ship. I'm referring to today's Merrill Lynch downgrade of Countrywide Credit, the largest mortgage broker in the U.S. That was downgraded to a sell, and they even Merrill even raised the prospect of Countrywide going bankrupt. Mm-hmm. Now, the irony of this particular situation is that Merrill, along with the other Wall Street investment banks, were making money hand over fist in facilitating the very real estate bubble via mortgage securitization, you know, slicing and dicing this toxic waste into investment grade securities with Countrywide as the conduit in supplying the mortgages. I can only surmise that Merrill has offloaded its toxic waste onto the unsuspecting pension funds, and now it feels free to stick it to Countrywide. Mm-hmm. Any comments on that, Bob?
Yeah, I do. I wrote about it today.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
And it wasn't today's issue. It's going in Saturdays. There's only so much I can do, and boy, there's a lot happening. In fact, I've been cutting everything down to six or eight lines because if I go into detail on everything, I can't get all the information out.
Yeah.
But, yes, they did that. I think it was payback.
Exactly.
To Angelo Manzello.
I mean, he's a thieving. I mean, that man, you know, he's been cashing in every week this past, you know, year and a half.
Well, first of all, he sold his stock right near the top of the market. And I don't know whether he sold at all, but he certainly sold a good
part
of it.
Can you just hang on a moment, and we'll continue to answer that question? Just a quick break. We'll be right back with both of you. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Bob Chapman.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
You ask me, he's lost his nerve.
All right, we're back, and Mike, you're still on the line
yep.
with us.
Yep.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry we had a break for the commercial, but did you have another point you wanted to make?
No, yeah. I'm going to finish that one.
All right, go ahead.
I think, you know, one of the things that is never asked mm-hmm. when Merrill Lynch or any of them come out with a recommendation is the company short the stock.
Yep.
And I think that's an important thing. I know that they do it
absolutely
on programs on television now, and they have for some time. But I haven't seen anything in any of the reports saying whether they are long or short the stock. And so I think that's a factor. And, you know, these major firms have been doing that for a long, long time. I was in the brokerage business on Wall Street for 28 years. And so I know how the whole thing works, and I own my own firm as well.
Yeah.
And but you know, it the announcement of a change in recommendation from hold to sell couldn't have come at a worse time.
Exactly.
Because it devastated the market even further, which tells me that I think the powers that be want the market lower.
Yeah.
They don't want gold and silver going up. They don't want commodities going up, and they're manipulating those markets.
Right, right.
And I think they have the excuse now to let the market fall somewhat. What their goal is, I don't know as yet.
Yeah,
but that would seem reasonable to me.
Yeah, yeah. With the mortgage business sort of basically grinding to a halt with many of these securities are going where many of the securities are going no bid, and holders terrified of marking them to market. This is long-term capital in spades, and if you recall, long-term capital in '98 almost brought down the banking system.
Well, let me give you a comparison. The government says the losses were $3 billion, and in actuality, they would be between $5 and $7 billion. We're looking at losses over $500 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, there's absolutely no comparison. The grandeur of this terrible thing that's happened is enormous.
Yeah,
and it's being kept from the American people.
Well,
you're being lied to by government in Wall Street, and it's a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, given the fact that most of the population's wealth is tied up in real estate, to say that this is ominous would be a gross understatement.
Well, the another thing that recently happened was that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were told that they couldn't get another infusion. They wanted $70 billion.
Exactly. I was shocked at that.
Yeah, and but one of the reasons is that the public, and probably you don't know, that they're both really bankrupt.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well,
and you know that they haven't issued financial statements for 2.5 years.
Yeah,
so how
yeah.
can any prudent investment manager recommend the stock, but yet they do? I mean, there's a great conspiracy going on. But
yeah.
the point is, they should have gone ahead and done it,
mm-hmm.
because another $70 billion isn't going to hurt anything, and they should have allowed them to raise the level for jumbos from 417,000
yeah.
to, say, to 500,000.
Exactly.
And by not doing that, yeah. that tells me that they want this thing to continue to be purging.
Yeah, but if the Fed's purpose is to make indentured like debt slaves of the real estate owning population, they're going about it the right way. But I can't see any other rationale.
Well, I think that enters into it, but they're trying to accomplish a number of things here, like they always do. One of them is to keep the system afloat, but at the same time, wreck the American economy.
Mm-hmm. They're doing yeoman work there.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, Mike, yes.
Thanks.
And, you mentioned the gold, the suppression of gold in your latest newsletter, Bob. And that seems to me to be the case. Normally, we would expect with this dollar situation being so volatile, yet going in one direction, basically down, we would expect gold to be even much, much higher, the closings of gold. So what are they doing to suppress gold on the market? And as far as the price per ounce of gold that's reported, what actions
are
they
taking? Well, this aspect of it's a little tricky.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Normally, they'll have the commercial traders short it, or there'll be physical sellers, or they'll use leasing of gold to do it. This time what they did is, and this is a two-edged sword,
mm-hmm.
they took the yen from 123 up to 116.17. And if you're in the yen carry trade and you borrowed yen,
mm-hmm.
you're absorbing losses every time that yen moves higher.
Hmm.
And so what they did is they forced speculators, particularly hedge funds, to have to sell securities in order to meet margin calls. And it caused these hedge funds and others, particularly banks, to have to buy in the yen positions. They virtually have killed the yen carry trade.
Hmm.
They did that so that the participants who are long gold would sell their positions, because we're not seeing large shorting in the commitment of traders report on the commercials, and we're not seeing low lease rates. They're high,
mm-hmm.
relatively high. They just went up in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So they're not leasing. And they're not sellers of gold that we can see. And so that's why gold's not going down. There's not a great pressure on it. They're selling, but not a great pressure. See, when the news came of all this, gold should have gone up $100, $200 an ounce.
That's it.
It didn't do that because they had the traders in there, the commercials, shorting gold. And that's what dampened any kind of a rally.
Mm-hmm.
And they shorted it to the tune of 92,000 contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when they are instructed by government to go in and short gold, they usually will increase their short position by about 80,000 contracts. And they had to go a little bit further this time. And then they didn't make any money on it because gold didn't move. And that was the 2 weeks, the 3 weeks prior to this past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the lease rates did come down, but we saw no leasing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's going on right now in the gold market. It's ready to go up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what we're all holding our breath on, waiting for.
You just got to be patient and be a long-termer.
Exactly, with gold. And how about the effect on silver?
Well, silver's a thin market, and they can bang it around pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done that. The silver was off today, and it was off quite a bit more than it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised, but, you know, those things happen occasionally.
Mm-hmm. But the trend is upward as the dollar plunges, and we're going to see the loss of the dollar continue. Now, you had been one of the first to speculate, but also to report accurately on the loss of the value of the Federal Reserve note since the year 2000. I think you had forecast to be about off by a third, right? And that's exactly what happened, a third or more. That is the devaluation, the purchasing power, having been reduced by that incredible amount. But we can see it. We can see it, and we can see what you've also talked about in the price of milk, for instance, skyrocketing. They're talking about $5 a gallon for milk. And, of course, ethanol is one of the chief reasons here. And what they're doing with ethanol, we talked about the last time. It's another major hoax being perpetrated on the people. And the gasoline prices, are just coming down a few pennies. The trend has been upward. We'll see that continue. And George Bush says, we don't want to increase the gas tax now, do we? Well, the gas tax has been increased, what, how many percentage points every time gas goes up?
That's
They're
right.
bringing in more revenue. I mean, this is another hoax that people never think about.
I don't think anybody increased. Anybody talks about that except me and you picking it up.
And me? Yeah, the two of us, you know.
It's true. They want to increase gasoline taxes $1.50 a gallon.
Can you believe it?
And a half a dollar is going to go to the U.N., and the other dollar is going to go to the U.S. Treasury.
Well, maybe they can put some money into the NAFTA system, the NAFTA superhighway, and we can build the highway a little faster. They can tax us so we can help pave the country with new roads to our destruction. That'd be a fitting blessing from these bought and paid for
Congress.
Now, I
got some good news on that.
Yeah?
And that is the bank that's involved in the building of the road, McCreary, is in serious trouble.
Oh. Well, that's the first I've heard. That's great news.
They were loaded in their funds and hedge funds with the CDOs.
Right.
And I had in one of my articles probably 2 to 3 weeks ago that it was a house of cards ready to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And no sooner did I publish that.
Yeah.
And all these reports are coming out about Bear Stearns and others in trouble.
Yeah.
And there's McCreary.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you think they'll find another bank or not?
Well, McCreary was set up to launder money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the Illumina system.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the place of Nugan Hand, which went out of business some years ago.
Sure.
That was another drug front for the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And they even cheated their own people. I mean, what a bunch of scumbags those guys were.
Indeed.
All right, Bob, if you want to hang on the final 10 minutes, you can. If not, we'll let you go. But stay with me. We'll be right back to continue with more. 800-313-9443.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, we're back now with Bob Chapman, and we just have time for one more call we'll take before the bottom of the hour here, and we'll do that right now. Hello, Joe. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Bob, I was just wondering what you thought about a scenario in which all the economies of the world are deliberately being melted down so that an entirely new currency can come in worldwide.
Well,
I've been waiting for this for many, many years.
That's a distinct possibility. But, you know, it all depends on what a company's at, too. And, you know, are people going to believe it and are people going to accept it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there are powers in the background that have this economy, the bills printed or the coins or whatever they're going to use? Do they have the ability to pull this off?
Well, I think they're in serious trouble right now. And I don't think at the moment any kind of dreams of having a regional or international currency is on the plate for the moment. They've got to get this mess controlled,
mm-hmm.
and it's still out of control. I mean, the losses are grievous. I mean, I projected somewhere between $750 billion and $1.3 trillion in losses. I mean, that's a lot of money. And it's going to be somewhere in that area, whether they admit to that number or one of those numbers will remain to be seen, but I'll have the figures anyway. And
well,
so I'll be able to publish what they're doing. But the point is this, that they've got trouble, and at the same time they're trying to achieve something here. The most important thing they're trying to achieve here is to calm the markets, number one, and number two, make sure the dollar does not break 80 on the USDX, which is the what they call the dollar index. It's six other currencies versus the dollar, and they're weighted. And they can't have that breaking 80. They will do everything in their power to keep it from happening. I believe it's going to happen. I don't think they can stop it, but they want to stop it as long as possible.
Okay,
yes.
I'd like to come from another point now,
mm-hmm.
from a biblical point of view. In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 12, it talks about these 10 kings of the end times. They would be leaders over the seven continents of the world. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as of yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast meaning the one world system. These have one mind. You see, when the 10 world rulers cannot make the one world system fly, they're going to have to bring supernatural powers into being, or at least give their kingdoms over to this supernatural entity. Verse 13, and these have one mind, and I fill in Satan's,
mm-hmm.
and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Is it possible that a supernatural entity, they're going to actually give their power to a supernatural entity to make this one world system fly for a very short period of time, of course.
Lucifer himself, huh?
5 month period.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like a savior to the world. And most Christians are going to be saying, hey, he's the savior returned.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that is very, very fascinating, I think.
Now, whether this is the scenario that's leading up to that, his children deliberately causing this worldwide calamity so that he can come in as a savior, I don't know. I don't know if this is the time. I know there will come a time when that will be. This, mm. like Rick says, this might be a trial balloon for
mm.
them.
Mm.
Well, it could be the real thing, too, because...
Yeah.
It could be the real thing.
This is a very, very serious situation, probably worse than any that we've seen since the Great Depression.
Yeah, in the 1930s.
Well, yes. I am surprised, Bob, to hear you say that they really have lost control. I mean, with your knowledge and ability in your field, coming from you, that is
quite an
something
observation
for me to hear. Yeah, that
yeah.
is quite
well. It
an
doesn't mean
thing.
That they can't get control back. But they're not in control right now,
mm.
and it's twofold. They have the system breaking down,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time, the situation in the Middle East is dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from their point of view, never mind anybody else's.
Yeah.
And that's a real problem from them just extricating themselves.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. All right, Joe, thank you for that call. Good points.
Right,
excellent,
guy.
Yes. And, Bob, I know you have to run. And, again, people...
I'm losing my voice.
Yes. Well, it was nice of you to stay on the whole 90 minutes. Thank you for doing that. And people can subscribe and get on the internationalforecaster.com. And, of course, they can also call you, right?
They can call the 800-375-4188 and...
process
they
their
can get a hold of me that way.
Amen. Okay, thank you for everything, Bob. We'll talk to you, Lord willing, next month.
You better believe it.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good to you. Bye-bye now. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen,
with more. Another half hour of more shocking information to come. Wait till you hear what I'm going to tell you. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, I am back now, Rick Adams, and we thank Bob Chapman for his wonderful insights. And, boy, he's usually right on the money, if you'll pardon the pun. And a lot more to come, so you should avail yourself of the opportunity to get on the mailing list, no doubt about it. Now, here's something you might find fascinating. I'm leading up to something now. You know, the Fatah movement in Palestine was basically Arafat and Abbas's movement, the PLO movement, as it was known. But what was not known to a lot of people was that it was cooperating with the Israeli government and the CIA, which is the Israeli government, mainly to undermine the other group that Israel started, and that was Hamas. Remember, it was Israel that actually funded Hamas as a wedge against its then great enemy, the PLO. So, once again, mine enemy's enemy is my friend. You finance the two of them, you keep them going and fighting each other, and that keeps their attention off of us. That's a typical Kenite strategy. Now, the question is, though, what extent
to what extent, I should say. It was not clear at the time what was going on to a lot of people. They didn't realize what was happening. But now we have a new intelligence report that we're told was seized by Hamas, which sheds more light on the CIA and its involvement with Israel. Apparently, the CIA and the Israeli government helped build a major intelligence apparatus around its Palestinian quislings, Abbas, Dahlan, and others, that now has fallen under Hamas's control with the latter sweep of the Gaza Strip. This intelligence apparently includes scandalous information and some sex tape on Arab Gulf leaders that the Fatah movement helped Israel and the U.S. collect. Now, the Fatah Palestinians were used by U.S. intelligence to spy on neighboring Arab countries, including some of the first information that was gathered on Mr. bin Laden. That was in the Sudan. So what we're being told now is that, you see, the seized information, including intelligence and technology that helped Israel target Hamas leaders, that information seems to have been from this relationship that the CIA and the Israeli government had with the Fatah movement. Meanwhile, the Palestinians today continue to suffer under Israel's occupation and U.S. support. And for that, while Palestinians are recruited as spies for the West. Now you understand why Hamas has won the previous election? You see what they have done. The Israeli monsters have played the game of divide and conquer. This is what they have always done. The Kenite nation has always done this, spied, divided, and conquered her enemies. It did it to Israel, did it to true Israel, the tribes of Israel, warring from within, dividing and conquering. And it's doing it today. Now, on the heels of that fact, I think is very interesting. If you go to the website of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, or as some would call it, the Anti-Defecation League of B'nai B'rith, you will find this interesting article from the state of Massachusetts, from the Taunton area of Massachusetts particularly, Taunton, Mass., okay? And it's very close to my neck of the woods. Apparently, there has been a school committee member who has had to apologize for a, quote, Nazi-style taunt and salute. And you can go right to the website right now today of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Just type in ADL in your search engine, and you will find this article about this school committee member in the city of Taunton, Massachusetts, who had this embrace, if you will, and this Nazi salute that was given to someone else. Specifically, they tell us exactly what happened, or at least they relate what supposedly happened. And eyewitness complaints, apparently, from some individuals were forthcoming, and they were reported in the Taunton Gazette and the Enterprise newspapers about a July 16th or 18th meeting with school board's nursing subcommittee. Mr. Baptista is his name. He stated, quote, Yes, Heil Hitler, Sieg Heil, in response to a comment by Barry Cooperstein, the Jewish chair of the subcommittee. While uttering the remark, Baptista also reportedly raised his arm in a manner suggestive of a Nazi salute. In a letter to Baptista, James L. Rudolph, ADL New England Regional Board Chair, and Andrew H. Tarsi, Regional Director, said the use of the Holocaust imagery during a public meeting in the context demeans the memory of the 6 million Jews who died in the hands of Nazis. Comments like this are indicative of a misunderstanding of the horrors perpetrated by the Nazi regime and are deeply offensive. We believe that you owe Mr. Cooperstein, the Jewish community, and the good people of Taunton an apology for your remarks and gestures made during this meeting, said the ADL. Well, not to be outdone, the mayor, who is a goy, Taunton Mayor Charles Crowley, also called for an apology. Crowley, who attended the meeting, told the Enterprise comments were outrageous. The mayor added the choice of words was so offensive to Mr. Cooperstein as a member of the committee and as a member of the Jewish faith. It was offensive to every person of Taunton. The Taunton Gazette editorial called for Baptista to step down, calling the remarks racist and adding no one in the district, in the city, in the country, in the state or in the nation should tolerate it. And what did he do? He referred to this Jewish committee member, in fact, this chair of the committee, which was actually a subcommittee, as a Nazi. Now, I say all the time that there are many Jewish leaders, locally, domestically, in my state and in the nation, who are, as defined by them, Nazi-like. I don't think anyone would deny that. I think that's pretty obvious that they are. In their behavior, in their demeanor, and in their activities against America and her Constitution and her Bill of Rights. Yes, indeed. No one is more racist, no one is more supremacist than a Talmudic Jew, a Nazi Jew, or Judeo-Nazi, as we call them, a Zionazi, if you will. So what did this Mr. Baptista do that was so wrong? Nothing. But I do fear that the reaction and the overreaction and the hysteria generated by the media and a little ragtag newspaper in Taunton that certainly depends heavily on advertising from that particular community is enough to frighten anyone. They want a man to resign his position because he uttered a phrase and gave a hand signal that was indicative of the contempt for which he held this chair of the subcommittee? Can you think of any other group, any other ethnicity, any other religion that would react similarly and have their demands acquiesced to? I can't think of any other. I mean, you could make fun of Christians, and you certainly could make fun of Muslims and Islam, Hinduism, any other religious organization or grouping, and not have to have a, if you will, a price put on your head or a target on your back. And yet here was an example of the power of supremacist Judaism, Talmudic Judaism. Now, to commingle with that, to commingle with it and to, shall we say, intersect the roadmap, there appeared in our local rag sheet where I'm from, the Pravda Journal, a column in the paper just today by Mr. Andrew Bostom, B-O-S-T-O-M. He's an M.D., an associate professor of medicine at Brown University, Brown Medical School. And his column is entitled, The Perversity of Denying Genocide. Now, hold on a second now. Hold on. He takes the ADL to task. Not that I'm suggesting he is in any way not driving on the same road as the ADL. However, it's interesting to note he is he's waving his hand signal saying, hey, 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 you're out of order. Hey, you're crossing the line here on the road. He starts off by saying the campaign sponsored by the Anti-Defamation League to combat bigotry and celebrate diversity, quote, no place for hate, unquote, has sparked bitter resentment in Watertown, Massachusetts, another Boston suburb whose 8,000 Armenian Americans make up nearly 25% of the population. Local Armenians do not object to the, quote, initiative, rather to the group behind the ADL and its director, Abraham Foxman, whom they charge correctly with denying the ugly, established legacy of the World War I era Armenian genocide. Under the authoritarian Young Turk, who his regime in the 1900s, early 1900s, the bulk of the Armenian population from the territories of the Ottoman Empire, some 1 million to 1.5 million, were purged by violence and lethal means, which reproduced the historic conditions of a classic, quote, Islamic jihad, deportation, enslavement, forced conversion, and massacre. Now, that's his spin on it. That's not mine. But nonetheless, Mr. Foxman, he says, maintains that dismantling a program designed to fight hatred simply because the ADL does not share what he refers to as the Armenian's viewpoint would be bigoted. Moreover, Foxman and the ADL, who have spoken out in recent times against ethnic cleansing of Muslims in the Balkans and the genocide against the the syncretist black African animist Muslims in Dafar, are in effect oddly neutral on the Armenian genocide. We're not party to this, and I don't understand why we need to be made party. But even the morally challenged neutrality is disingenuous. According to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, Turks Want Genocide Commission, Mr. Foxman and the ADL are lobbying against legislation recognizing the Armenian genocide, H.R. 106, and the Senate version, S.R. 106, including the presentation of letters from the Jewish community of Turkey, complemented by their own, i.e. the ADL statement opposing the bill. Now, this is a classic illustration of what I'm talking about here. With this group, the ADL, which claims to be tolerant and yet expresses no tolerance whatsoever, none, for the Armenian point of view and the Armenian genocide, a real Holocaust which happened, as you know, in the last century. They, these groups like the ADL and others who ride herd with them, want the Armenian people to forget. They want the American people not to remember that a real bona fide Holocaust, which is documented, happened under Turkish occupation. Make no mistake about it. You can argue and say, well, it was or was not a Muslim, quote, crusade against the Armenians at the time. That, of course, is another question for another time, and we can deal with that. But for the time being, this man, this MD who teaches at Brown Med School does have some valid points. And the valid point that he has is that the ADL is its own worst enemy. The ADL is its own worst enemy. But you see, I'm glad that they are their own worst enemy, because what they're doing is showing that they can embarrass their own people, who really and truly, in my opinion, do not give a whit about the Armenian genocide or the Cambodian genocide or the Palestinian genocide, for that matter. They don't care a whit, except that the ADL overreaches and embarrasses them strategically. You see, that's what it's all about. I don't give enough credit to the writer of this column to suggest he is as sincere as he wants you to think he is. But I do, no question about it, realize the strategy is that the ADL needs to do some damage control, but it can't, because it cannot control itself. And neither can Abe Foxman. We'll be back with more. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
righty, I'm back. No, I didn't go to sleep yet, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still here, but I don't have much time, and I want to get in a little more information for your consumption, as they say. Here's something from the Second Amendment Foundation that I have to share with you. Newark Crime Camera Plan, a sham solution to serious problems, says the Second Amendment Foundation. A plan to put scores of surveillance cameras in high crime areas of Newark to combat violent crime in the wake of a brutal triple murder that we talked about just the other night, in fact, Monday night. You remember the three American college students murdered, undoubtedly, by the charged illegal alien. Well, apparently, their new plan to have these surveillance cameras is drawing fire from the Second Amendment Foundation. The three college students, as you recall, were brutally murdered in a schoolyard just the other day, and a fourth was seriously wounded. This has outraged residents in New Jersey and across the country. One of the suspects himself is an illegal alien, identified as such. Now, anti-gun, not anti-illegal alien, but anti-gun Newark Mayor Cory Booker, a member of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns Coalition, founded by New York Mayor Bloomberg, said, quote, 3.2 million in... Oh, by the way, let me back up a little bit. Mr. Bloomberg... Zieg Heil, said $3.2 million in public and private funds will be spent on the camera project. There were apparently cameras around the school where this crime occurred, noted the director of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb. But that didn't prevent the killings. How typical of someone like Booker, who apparently dances to Bloomberg's gun-hating mania, to push a plan that would give Newark residents a false sense of security and raise more false hope that real action will be taken against crime. Oh, my, oh, my. Cameras cannot stop the commission of a crime, he added. Presumably, they can alert dispatchers to a problem, but only if those dispatchers are watching and only after the crime has occurred. Cameras can shoot pictures, but they can't shoot back. You see, disarm the law-abiding, disarm the community at large, and that will make us safer. But if that doesn't make us safer, which of course it can't, it'll make it much more dangerous, because then only criminals will be emboldened to have them. Then we can put up more cameras, said this idiot mayor, Mayor Booker. And rightfully so, Alan Gottlieb has taken him to task. As he says, Newark's robbers, rapists, and murderers should be serving long sentences, not smiling for the camera. I think that is quite apropos, and he is 1,000,000% right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my. All right, another great night right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Uncensored, Radio Free America takes a little vacation. We'll be back, though, in 22 hours. Yes, tomorrow night, Lord willing, to join you again with more heavy, hot, controversial, entertaining, discipling, and disabling conversation. You name it, we'll do it. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, goes to bed until tomorrow, Lord willing. Back at 9 Central, you join us. Until then, good night, everyone.
It's true.